You are listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, all over the world at kpfk.org. It's once again time for Melting Pot, here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. My name is Michael Barnes. I'm your host for this program. And today we have a really special treat for you, coming in at the last minute, but very, very happy to bring this to you. Kenny Dope, legendary producer, DJ extraordinaire, was our guest. We recorded a little DJ set and also interview with him earlier today. So you're going to hear the interview during this first hour, towards the end of this first hour. And then pretty much the entire second hour is just going to be given over to Kenny Dope. And it is a truly, truly amazing guest DJ set that's waiting for you. A couple of sets of music before then, and also in those sets, some newer music, brand new music from the Pastels, new music from Lady, as well as new music from Ghostface Killah and Adrian Young, and tickets to go and see Lee Fields and Lady, as well as tickets to see Shuggie Otis coming to town pretty soon. All that's happening here pretty quickly in this first hour. And I'm going to start things off with a little mini tribute to Don Blackman, who recently passed away. And a lot of people know his work from the 1980s. The number one track that I identify with him is maybe my single favorite track from the 1970s, and it's something that he recorded with Weldon Irvine on a Weldon Irvine record called Sinbad. The name of the song is I Love You. It's a tribute to Don Blackman, who just recently passed away, and we'll take it from there. But right now, I Love You from Weldon Irvine and Don Blackman. Rest in peace to both now, and we'll give you this right now on KPFK and Melting Pot.
But everybody dies.
You're listening to KPFK and Melting Pot. You just heard music from a group from a little further down south called the Surefire Soul Ensemble. 7-inch from them is going to be released in a little less than a month. And you heard the flip side from that last week. Laying Low was the name of the track you just heard. Also in the set, you heard music from Lee Fields and the Expressions from a record that came out a couple of years ago, maybe about three, four years ago at this point. My World, the name of the record, on Truth and Soul Records. And the song was Love Comes and Goes. We had brand new music from the group Lady from their self-titled release just recently put out on Truth and Soul. And the name of the song from them was Sweet Lady. They're coming to town, actually, and performing on Wednesday the 17th at the Troubadour, and I have tickets for that. Hold on one second. Start the show off with music from Weldon Irvine featuring Don Blackman, who just recently passed away, playing what is, again, one of my favorite songs from the 1970s, maybe my favorite song from the 1970s, I Love You, from the record Sinbad, which I want to say was released in 1976 by Weldon Irvine. And that song, I think, is just perfection. So rest in peace, for sure. Once again, we have tickets for a show that's going on next week. On April the 17th, Lee Fields and the Expressions are going to be in town, and they'll be playing with Lady. It's kind of their West Coast record release party, in addition to local Afro-Latin funksters Jungle Fire and DJ Marv Mack. We have one pair of tickets for this show over at the Troubadour, Wednesday, April 17th, all ages show. And if you'd like to win the tickets, call me now, 818-985-5735. 818-985-5735 for tickets to see Lee Fields and the Expressions along with Lady, who are actually going to be, hopefully, in our studios next week as a special guest. So we'll have that for you on next week's show. But you can see them live Wednesday, April 17th with the full group if you call us now, 818-985-5735. Got new music right now from the Pastels, kind of legendary group for indie pop. Slow Summits, the name of their first proper record in 17 years. This is the first song off of it called Check Your Heart, right now on KPFK in Melting Pot.
Check my heart. going in. I don't shoot to kill, I play to win. Stay catching up with the cutthroats. Cement shoeing, throw them off for tugboats. No floats, the body sinks to the bottom or left on the side of the road. Smell rotten, the murder sprees, random killings. Ghost face killers, back attacking villains, hanging from the ceilings. Golf all the motors, gangster mentality. Black superhero with the immortality forever. Creeping in the blackness, ill night vision with the militant tactics. I glide through the air like a swarm of bees. Shakes off quick like a dog with fleas. Roar me, leave body slumped in the street. Revenge is the spice of life, it's so sweet. And yo, pipe bombs blown, ain't sold to Jesus. Don't need nothing but the puzzle glue for the pieces. Me cleaver, cut fingertips like rib tips. Home invasions, cars gone flip the Lucas Loos. Pair cement shoes, toss in the ocean, pop them till they brain ooze. I won't lose, blood on my apron. Hawk time up while they try to escape and peep the visual. Tied them up, individual, took their clothes off, season them like sausages. Let the pits out to eat them, that's the remedy. Attack, kill, and bite off their extremity. Bloodbath, splash my name on the wall. Call a piece of delivery, leave a tip on the store. With an arm, leg, head, I'm coming for you all. It's the short shot. Yo, yeah, heart of a lion, king of the jungle. I'm a humble killer bee. You as soft as a bumble. I don't crumble. I strike back hard with a vengeance. Attack through these killer words I spit in the sentence. I'm a menace. The black card can't cape crusader. The face of a ghost. I disappear in the vapors. You can murder my flesh and bone. Soul's invincible. Revenge my death. Payback's the main principle. Protect your neck when you move. I'll be lurking in the shadows. Stalks the gangster. I never lose battles. Pimp with a superhero logo on my chest. Big Gucci link, GFK on the crest. Icy arm for the eagle with the 8-carat ruby eyes. Piss on your phone while I'm stupid high. All black down, royalty purple and some ice chips. Two Glock 9s pointed at you in a height flip. Yo, yo, now I'm alone in the room and I just stare at the wall. Revenge my death, but I'm going through with flaws, my lord. I miss them, this new power and wisdom. Got me thinking I made a whole lot of bad decisions. God knows I'm still to deal with. Should I kill her? Throw her in the cage with a gorilla or let her live and treat her like scum of the earth. I got goons to feed and babies to birth. I'm the god now, plus I'm a super rich. Do more health than harm. Either way you figure, should I protect and serve or conquer and destruction? Let the enterprise take over the force of production. Corruption, my mind state is unpredictable. I'm bulletproof now, back from the dead, I'm invincible.
கடல் மேலே அலை போலே விளையாடு மானே. கடல் மேலே அலை போலே விளையாடு மானே, புனதங்கம் மிருதங்கம் இசை பாடு தேனே.
விரல்களை தேடும் வீணையிடு, நாதங்கள் பாடும் ஆணையிடு.
கடல் மேலே அலை போலே விளையாடு மானே, புனதங்கம் மிருதங்கம் இசை பாடு தேனே.
தாவி திரிகிற பொன்வண்டு மலர்களில் சடுகுடு ஆடாதா,
நாணப்படுகிற பூவன்று இலைகளில் தாவணி போடாதா.
பூவே பூவே தொட்டில் கட்டு,
போதும் போதும் மேளம் கொட்டு.
இளமை வாழ்க்கையில் ஒரு முறை எதற்கும் துணிந்து விடு,
இனிமேல் போடவைக்கு விடுமுறை கொஞ்சம் பொறுத்து விடு.
பொன்பானும் விண்மீனும் நம்மோடு, கடல் மேலே அலை போலி விளையாடு மானே, புனதங்கம் மிருதங்கம் இசை பாடு தேனே.
விரல்களை தேடும் வீணை இது, நாதங்கள் பாடும் ஆணையிடு.
கடல் மேலே அலை போலி விளையாடு மானே, புனதங்கம் மிருதங்கம் இசை பாடு தேனே. இளமைக்கு விடை சொல்ல நீ வந்த,
தட்டி கேட்டு யாரும் இல்லை,
கட்டி கொண்டால் கேள்வி இல்லை.
இளமையின் நரம்புகள் துடிப்பது வயசுக்கு வாடிக்கைதான்,
எலும்புகள் நொறுங்கிட அழைப்பது இளமைக்கு வேடிக்கைதான். என்னாலும் நம் வாழ்வில் இன்பந்தான், கடல் மேலே அலை போலே விளையாடு மானே, புனதங்கம் மிருதங்கம் இசை பாடு தேனே.
விரல்களை தேடும் வீணையிடு, நாதங்கள் பாடும் ஆணையிடு.
கடல் மேலே அலை போலே விளையாடு மானே, புனதங்கம் மிருதங்கம் இசை பாடு தேனே. லலலாலா லலலாலா
La 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 la
Music from Shuggy Otis here on KPFK and Melting Pot from his amazing record, Inspiration Information, which is getting the deluxe reissue treatment here pretty shortly by Legacy. And it's going to feature a second disc of unreleased material from Shuggy Otis recorded over the years. Out of My Head, the name of the song. He's actually performing also here in Los Angeles on April the 27th. And we're going to give away two pairs of tickets for that in just 1 second. Also in the set, you heard music from Ilaraja from this incredible collection of music he put out in the 80s in India called Electro Kanamele, the name of the song from Ilaraja. That thing is put out by Finders Keepers. Ghostface Killah and Adrian Young, that record finally comes out, 12 Reasons to Die, on this coming Tuesday. Sure Shot Part 1 and 2 was what you heard. And start things off with the Pastels, brand new music from them, first new proper record from them in like 17 years. Will be coming out in May, and it's called Slow Summits, and seems it's just as lovely as you would expect from the Pastels. First song is Check Your Heart so far from them. All right, so I got tickets to see Shuggy Otis over at the El Rey Theater. I got two pairs for this show. This is happening April the 27th. Jessica Hoop is also on the bill. If you'd like to go see it, call me now, 818-985-5735. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. For tickets to see Shuggy Otis over at the El Rey Theater on April the 27th. Okay, so as I mentioned at the top of the show, we have a interview and guest DJ set from Kenny Dope. That's what else we have for you in the show. I'm pretty much going to, this is something we recorded earlier today before he flew out of town. And big thanks to him and everybody involved for getting this together. So we'll just start with the interview part, and then close to the top of the hour is when we'll have the guest DJ set from him. So without further ado. You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM. This is Melting Pot, and it is my distinct honor to have in our studios right now Kenny Dope. How are you doing, man?
What's up? I'm good.
You were in town for a bunch of different shows, like really different shows too, and it's once again, it's just it truly is an honor for you to spend a little time with us. I know you're about to catch a flight, actually.
Yeah,
and so we're going to try and just have a really short interview and then have quite a lot of time for Kenny to get on the wheels and give you guys a guest DJ set. One of the things, just to start out with, I was just really interested in just how you came to DJing way back in the 1980s.
Well, basically, as a kid, I seen two brothers on the block. They had a set that they would come out on weekends and put in front of the house,
mm-hmm.
you know, so me being, I think, probably like 8 or 9, going to the store for my mom's and stuff and seeing that was like, I was like, wow, okay. And then one thing that always stuck in my mind was them transitioning from one record to the next and cutting records back and forth and stuff like that. So that got me interested.
Mm-hmm.
From then on, you know, as every kid, you try to do it on your pop's turntable, the same thing. And they're like, yo, don't ruin my records and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Excuse me. But, yeah, so, you know, I started listening to the radio. Marley Marl, Awesome 2, Red Alert, DJ Chuck, Chill Out. You know, I was listening to those shows and started becoming familiar with different hip-hop songs and stuff like that. About 1985, I was 15. I tried to get a job at a record store. They were like, no. and then I kept going back, and then, you know, I would buy my little records with my allowance there and stuff like that. So, you know, sooner or later he did give me a job. And, you know, one of the things at the store was, you had to be able to sell all different types of music and be into all different types of music, which I think, has helped me to this day, because it was it gave me an open mind, and I had to learn about alternative rock music. And you know, at that time, you know, I lived in a neighborhood that was I was surrounded. On one side I had African American, the other side I had Jamaican, the other side I had Jewish, the other side I had Italian, and then we was Puerto Rican and Mexican in the middle. So it was just like I was surrounded by all these different backgrounds of people,
mm-hmm.
and their styles of music.
Yeah.
So being at the store, I had to be able to sell those records. You know what I'm saying? So, and again, like I said, it's definitely helped my production. It's helped me as a DJ and as an individual. You know what I'm saying? Because of all those different styles. You know.
Yeah. It. Hearing you tell that story makes a lot of sense. Just because you're one of the more you know, diverse. There's so many different areas and so many different sounds that have been in your repertoire over the years. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I was thinking, I knew it had to be, you know, a couple different things, but it seems like in you telling it that especially the experience of growing up in New York in the 1980s, that kind of had a really big influence on how you heard music, being able to hear radio at that point, and all these different communities and having to kind of bridge the gaps between them.
And the different, you know, the whole thing about DJing was the DJs at that time wasn't stuck into one style. They played music.
Yeah.
It was just either good or bad, and they played what they felt and what their identity was, and they molded the music into what, you know, and played it that way. You know what I'm saying? But something else stemming from that, you know, leading up, you know, probably 10 years later, you know, comes New Eureka Soul, and basically, again, it's the same thing. It's that album was, you know, we wanted to do all of our influences growing up, and that's why that album is so diverse as well. And, you know, we were fortunate enough to work with a lot of those artists, you know, doing either remixes for them or working on their albums, that when we decided to do it, we brought them all together and created it. And it was crazy because when we created it, I didn't think about what we did or realized it until the day of the photo shoot, when I saw all of them in one room and we're all there. And I'm like, wow. Like, and I'm just looking around at all the stars and all the artists in the room, and I'm just like, damn, we did this. This is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's like you grow up playing a break of this artist or mm-hmm. a record, or you heard your pops play the record, you know, one of their albums and stuff. And now here you are and you recorded this album, which now is a legendary album. So it's like it feels good for sure.
Yeah, I think that if my memory serves correctly, I think it was probably that New Eureka Soul record was the first that that I attached to kind of your name, and then started to learn more about the work that you did with Louis Vega and Masters at Work. And again, you know, part of the reason why it's such an honor to me is, you know, you're one of a handful of DJs that I can say truly influenced, you know, a different way of listening to music. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I think coming up in hip hop, a lot of times you have to listen to music a little bit differently, just because the music is built off of so many different styles. Mm-hmm. But there's some people whose approach to bringing music together, especially on that record and remixes that you've done, the Funk Spectrum thing you did with Kip Darge was also like a major influence on how I looked for music and thought about music, and mm-hmm. just kind of changed how I was thinking about things.
Excuse me.
And again, that diversity of sounds and the ability to mix in so many different things is one of the things I really appreciate you about your work. I wonder, in thinking about kind of from the past to the present, do you feel like that is something that's becoming a lost art for a lot of DJs coming up?
Well, I think, you know, you got to realize this, you know, you guys are real fortunate to have an Amoeba store out here, mm-hmm. you know, whereas we don't really have that on the East Coast of that magnitude and that size. Mm-hmm. And where you can say, all right, you know what? I feel like checking out world music today. Or I feel like checking out, you know, Calypso, whatever the case may be. Soul, funk, jazz, you know, soundtracks. I want to look for movies today because I feel like staying in. You know, we don't have that. So, you know, coming from that, it's just like, I think over there, excuse me, I'm getting a cold. But, on that side, you know, the kids really, they're looking at YouTube, and the record store's not there, you know, mm-hmm. whereas, like, we had that growing up, mm-hmm. and you can't really blame them, you know what I'm saying, for what they're into, because they don't know what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. They have no idea. Think about the hip-hop today. You know, the hip-hop today to the hip-hop that we had growing up, one of the things that we came up on was we wanted to know what those samples were.
Yeah.
So it was an educational thing as well. You know, today they don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
So YouTube is as good as the information you have to put in it. You know what I'm saying? So the whole digging aspect is totally different. So, you know, it's hard. It's tough right now for that, in that aspect.
I was you also... Know? And you're also one of a DJ who's completely and totally comfortable and has like a I would imagine an unimpeachable knowledge and kind of collection vinyl collection, but you also use Serato, and I was wondering how a couple things connected to Serato, maybe on a personal kind of thing, like how working with this technology has affected your ability to DJ or how you conceptualize DJing, that kind of thing.
Well, the crazy thing is, I'm a late bloomer on Serato, so the only reason I switched over was because I didn't want to burn any more CDs. Mm. From the transition from vinyl to CDs was drastic because records were going missing on the road. Promoters didn't want to pay the extra baggage to bring the crates.
Yeah.
So that's where I had to do something. Then I moved to CDs. Did that for a while. And then everybody's like, Serato. And I'm just like, I know too much music. I get confused.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so much stuff in there that, I know so much that I'm like, I get lost. You know what I'm saying? It's like, That's why I was like asking you. I was like, all right, so what do you want me to play? Because I got to sift through the stuff and try to remember. And the way my mind works is like, I'm so used to pulling out the next four or five records that I want to play.
Yeah.
But now I got to think about the hard drive and think about songs. And then I got to think about the spelling, on the spot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and the thing is, I don't play the same set every time. So it gets difficult for me. And I'm still in that transitional period. Seriously, it's crazy because it's so much music. You got to think it's like soul, funk, jazz, Latin, Brazilian, hip-hop, breaks, reggae.
Yeah.
And it goes on and goes on from there. And it stems and then samples and then this and then that.
And it's like you can put them in the crates, but with somebody like you, it'd be like crates into crates into crates into crates because there's so much music.
So I'm still, before every gig, I make a folder.
Mm-hmm.
Say, you know what? I might play these 200 records.
Yeah.
But it's like almost building crates every day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not there yet with it, and it's crazy because I still love the vinyl and I still love playing the vinyl. You know what I mean? But you can't bring it out with you.
Yeah.
Like I was saying before to Azul, for yesterday's date, I had my box ready with all the styles,
mm-hmm.
but I had to condense it because it wasn't gonna fit in the plane, mm-hmm. and I wasn't gonna check my records. Mm-hmm. So it's like you have to, do without, I guess,
Yeah, it's sort of connected to this Serato issue. I just went because, part of what you were here for is you were doing sets at Coachella, and then you also were doing all vinyl at Blazin' 45s, and these are two really different audiences for those kind of things. And I was just wondering, experience, huh?
And I did Rhonda, too.
Oh, yeah.
I did a Rhonda pool party, so it was like three different experiences.
Yeah, it's just... I would imagine the Blazin' 45s audience, that's an audience that's really familiar kind of with you and your work.
Mm.
I would think less so maybe with the Rhonda party and with the Coachella party. But what was the kind of different experience having all that crammed into almost like a 24-hour period?
Well, right now it's just like back in the days and listening to different styles and being on the spot and your boss telling you, yo, you got to learn all these different styles. But, mainly I do it is because, I think it's important that we, play to the new crowds and expose them to the way I'm going to play something opposed to the next guy or the DJ that's not actually mixing. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of them out there right now.
Yeah.
But the Coachella thing was dope because it was a young crowd and they didn't know who I was. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the set, they were like, a lot of people came up and was like, "Who? What's your name? And how can we find you?" So I did my job.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So now we got a bunch of 19 to 21 kids that know the name now, that didn't know walking into Coachella. You understand what I'm saying? So that's important. And I think a lot of DJs are really content on, they're so caught up in who they are that they're not worried about or want to teach the younger generation. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah. and it's very important. Like, doing the show is important. Like, that's why I'm, you know, we try to fit it in because, you know, I never did radio like that before because I was always running around or really just younger and just not really paying attention. But, you know, now I have labels. I have things to say. You know what I'm saying? I have records to put people onto. You know, and it's cool, you know. So I'm giving back to the people who support me, you know what I'm saying? So, and I'm sure you've played my record, so I got to come to your show and support your show, you know what I mean? So I think that's important as well.
Yeah, I appreciate it so much. I know we're running up, you know, only got a short amount of time, and we want to get you to have the most of the time for this set. Just real quickly, just what are some of the projects that you have coming up in the near future?
Well, I have a 12-piece band. They call the Fantastic Souls. That should be out later this year in September. I already did 245s, After Shower Funk, and Sold to the People. But Raheem Devon is on the album. Dion Farris is on the album. My artist Rashid Chappelle is on the album. I'm also doing Rashid Chappelle's second album. We did the first album. It was called Future Before Nostalgia. So the second joint is Straight Hip Hop. So yeah, just going back to what I was doing before, new Buckethead's albums coming too. So there's, you know, and they're all different, you know what I'm saying? It's all on different vibes. So
cool.
Look out for that. And the KD Records, you know, KD Records basically is a label, that I started out in 2003. It's actually a 10th year anniversary this year, and, started out as a reissue label, but we're actually moving towards making new stuff, you know what I mean? New material. But with that 70s vibe and recording live to analog and all that.
Cool. Yeah. There's so many different things that I could talk to you about. I mean, you're...
Nah, we'll definitely come back, man. We'll do it again for sure.
do you know if you're going to be coming back to L.A. anytime soon?
Probably, I think, in about 6 weeks, maybe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
6 to 8 weeks, probably, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know... Maybe, if not, then definitely in the future, because there's a lot more to talk with you, and, cool. and I really
Tracy
would appreciate
up, man.
It.
Get it done.
Hopefully so. All right. So we have a real special treat for y'all right around the top of the hour. Kenny Dope, guest DJ set here at KPFK in Melting Pot. We're just going to take a moment here, and we're going to get Kenny set up on the turntables. And before we get to that, I wanted to play you one of the many, many fantastic remixes that the man has done. In this case, this is the Kenny Dope remix of the Jackson 5, It's Great to Be Here, that you're going to hear right now on KPFK and Melting Pot. Guest DJ set from Kenny Dope, Masters at Work, coming up in just a few moments right after this at the top of the hour on KPFK 90.7 FM.
So glad,
so glad,
so glad,
so glad,
so glad to be back in your arms.
Music from Kenny Dope, remixing Jackson 5. It's great to be here. Originally found on the collection of remixes of Jackson 5, Soul Source, put out by Universal Japan back in 2000. Got a guest DJ set from the one and only Kenny Dope coming up in just a few moments right here on KPFK, 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, all over the world at kpfk.org. You are listening to Melting Pot.
Hi, this is Julia Sweeney. You should come to the Los Angeles Times Festival of Books, where they say books are just the beginning. There's going to be conversations, live music, cooking demos, cultural entertainment, lots of things. It's on the USC campus, Saturday, April 20th. I think that's Hitler's birthday, but we'll forget about that for now. Through Sunday, April 21st, the admission is free. There's going to be all kinds of people there reading their books. Carol Burnett, Dimitri Martin, me, Julia Sweeney. Oh my gosh, Margaret Atwood's going to be there, and Gavin Newsom. Okay. All right, you just have to go. You just have to go. It's going to be really fun. For details, visit latimes.com/festivalofbooks.
Bonjour, c'est Françoise Beau et le Melting Pot sur KPFK 90.7 FM à Los Angeles et 98.7 FM à Santa Barbara et dans le monde entier sur kpfk.org.
Este es un boletín especial de noticias bilingües sobre las elecciones presidenciales en Venezuela que les estaremos presentando cada hora. Les saluda Norma Martínez.
This is Fernando Velázquez with a special bilingual news bulletin on the Venezuelan presidential elections.
El pueblo venezolano elige a su nuevo presidente este domingo en una jornada de elecciones especiales. Casi 19 millones de ciudadanos están convocados a votar por el sustituto del mandatario Hugo Chávez, fallecido el pasado 5 de marzo.
The Venezuelan people in a special election choose a new president this Sunday. Nearly 19 million citizens are registered to vote to select a replacement for President Hugo Chávez, who passed away on March 5th.
Desde el popular barrio de Petar en Caracas, hace unos minutos la población festejaba una jornada electoral sin mayores incidentes.
Todo el mundo participa, todo el mundo vino a votar. Gracias a Dios estamos esperando los resultados que se den. Tenemos un candidato en específico, pero bueno, esperaremos lo que diga el Consejo Nacional Electoral. Gracias a Dios, la muestra de civismo que haya, los compañeros aquí presentes, demuestran que es una gran fuerza y todos somos Venezuela.
Antes del amanecer ya la población se organizaba con sus vecinos para la jornada. Se abrieron las urnas a las 6:30 de la mañana.
Invitamos al civismo, al respeto, a la tolerancia, pero sobre todo a seguir haciendo este ejercicio democrático un modelo en el mundo.
Estamos desplegados a partir de las 3 de la mañana. Cada unidad de batalla ya está al frente de su centro electoral para garantizar tal victoria.
Just a few minutes ago, people at the working class neighborhood of Petare expressed their satisfaction towards this election, which was carried out without major incident.
Las autoridades electorales garantizaron que las urnas permanecerían abiertas mientras hubiera personas en fila. Se espera que en 2 horas se dé el primer boletín oficial con los resultados de la jornada.
The electoral authorities announced their willingness to keep their polls open as long as there were people waiting in line. The first results on today's voting are expected in a few hours.
En las próximas horas les presentaremos boletines especiales sobre las elecciones presidenciales en Venezuela.
This has been a special news bulletin on the presidential elections in Venezuela. We'll be with you every hour giving you updates. This is Fernando Velázquez.
Y yo soy Norma Martínez.
Hey, hey, Bing Jiling here. You're listening to Melting Pot here on KPFK, Los Angeles, 90.7 FM. 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara and worldwide at kpfk.org.